Nikki and Danilo. Visit mantraforum.com.au to win free fuel. 97.3 Coast FM.
For those that are wondering, because they rank schools based on WA's ATAR results, top 50 schools are. What do you reckon is number one?
Oh, what's the one in near Applecross?
No, it's not that one. Oh, I don't know what one you're thinking of.
The public school that
Garden City Shopping Centre?
Yes. No, the public school that's near Applecross somewhere everyone wants to go to. It's like been number one forever.
Well, no, Perth Mod is okay. Number one.
All right.
So there you go. Carmel School, St. Mary's Anglican Girls School, Methodist Lay, well, MLC, that was a surprise. And St. Hilda's Anglican School for Girls rounds out the top five.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
All of them are on the west. I'm just looking for my schools, the ones that I went to.
And they're nowhere to be seen.
They're not there. How about yours?
No.
But hey.
We turned out all right.
Look at us.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Now, Tom Hardy, he is a father once again. He and his wife, Charlotte Riley, have welcomed a baby boy into the world. Some reports say that they have called him Forrest after the movie Forrest Gump, which is Charlotte's favourite movie.
Okay.
And as much as I want that to be true, apparently there are only rumours at this stage.
Okay.
We'll see what comes from that. Now, the lineup has been announced for...
I'm a Celebrity. Get Me Out of Here!
Yep, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here kicked off last night on Channel 10 and apparently someone forgot to invite the celebrities. The lineup this year consists of Dermot Brereton and a whole bunch of people you've never heard of.
Okay.
You're scraping the bottom of the barrel when two ex-politicians roll up.
Oh.
Jackie Lambie and Sam Dastyari, both in the jungle this year after leaving their roles during the dual citizenship scandal last year.
Yeah.
Viewers are thoroughly unimpressed with the cast as well. Many taking to Twitter to call the show better than a game of Guess Who, which I find hilarious, and to say, I'm sorry, but if the celebrities don't know who the other celebrities are, then none of them are celebrities.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So tune in for another action-packed episode of Who Are These People?
No, let's just call it Guess Who.
Guess Who, there you go.
That's the deal.
Okay, now confirming the news we've known for quite a while, Maroon 5 have been announced as the Super Bowl halftime performers at the game next month.
Nice.
Now, rumours have been swirling since about September that the band would take centre stage, and they will do so with Outkast rapper Big Boi and Travis Scott. It follows JT's performance last year, which critics labelled flat after Lady Gaga's amazing 2017 performance. Now, Pink and Rihanna reportedly turned down the offer to perform at this year's show after support for San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who made global headlines when he knelt during the national anthem at his games in protest of racism and police brutality. An online petition has started urging Maroon 5 to withdraw from the gig for the same reason. It's understood that artists don't actually get paid for the Super Bowl halftime performance either.
No.
And that Travis Scott has only joined if the NFL donates $500,000 to a social justice charity. So a lot of drama around that at the moment.
This could be like a Kevin Hart-style situation with the Oscars. Like, they could you imagine a no entertainment?
Yeah. That's all you watch it for. That's all I watch it for anyway.
That's all we watch it for. It's slightly different.
Time for Nikki and DeMello's Game of the Day. Today's game is 10-second trivia.
And come on down, Luke from Banjup. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, look all right.
Good, thanks. Now, we've got your chance to head along and see Glass, the sequel to Unbreakable, and Split, if you can get our 10-second trivia correct. So we've got three questions for you. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, okay, he's on fire.
I'll start the timer at the end of the first question. What is a dugite?
A snake.
What is the name of the quay at Mandurah Marina?
Dolphin Quay.
And name Australia's island state?
Tasmania.
They're all correct. Congratulations.
Yeah! And inside the time. I think that's
well
the first time.
Well done. On fire. Banged them out. And you're heading along to see Glass. Well done.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
No problem at all. Have a
He's
great
He's a man
Monday.
Of few reactions.
I know.
But I can tell
he gets the job done.
I can tell inside he's bubbling away with excitement. is that fair, Luke?
Yes.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Righto then. First off, Toyota is recalling more than 2,000 of its new Corollas.
Corollas.
Because of a transmission fault.
Oh, dear.
To see if you're affected. I'm sure they'll send you a letter in the mail, but if you see if you're affected, by give them a buzz on 1-800-987-366 or just sort of Google Toyota recall.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know. Fringe World is back on Friday. Plenty of entertainment for everyone, including lots of free stuff. If you want details about that, Fringe World, fringeworld.com.au.
You have to say it with an accent.
Sure, that's right. I don't know which accent that was, but sure. Thanks for joining in. And the team at the Salvation Army Thrift Shop at 45 Lakes Road are encouraging us to think about them if you're doing a New Year's clean out, which sort of some people do. New Year kind of...
Yeah.
Clean.
What, drop your old clothes off to them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Cool. Yeah.
So some people try meditating.
Yeah.
Some people just popular. Just drink. Right?
Very similar.
But, well, you know, for similar reasons. But in Hong Kong, residents can now vent their aggression in the city's first rage room.
Oh, I love these. I've seen them. You literally just chuck things everywhere, don't you?
We do have them here. Well, I say in Australia, not in WA from what I can tell.
Yeah.
But, for so. $300 Hong Kong, Smash, it's called.
300? Wait, what's that in Aussie dollars?
I think it's about, I don't know. Let me do the math. This must be, I reckon it'd be about half. Gives you 15 minutes to smash up bottles and old electronics in one of four rooms in a disused office.
It's $53.
There you go.
To just destroy everything.
It's kind of like, you look at like those playgrounds and stuff, but for grown-ups. It's like chipmunks for adults or like flip out for adults. But it's more like a grown-up kind of tantrum zone, I guess. Which in a way kind of makes it like Parliament, but for people that haven't been elected.